Radio Boston, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We'll start today with the latest in the family drama swirling around the New England supermarket chain Market Basket.
According to WBUR's Kurt Nickisch, the company board will consider offers to buy the company. About an hour ago, the board released a statement saying it would keep the current CEOs, but consider an offer by ousted chief executive Arthur T. Demoulas to acquire a controlling share of the company. The board also called for normal business operations to resume immediately.
Thousands of protesters, employees, and their supporters rallied in front of a Market Basket in Tewksbury this morning to show their support for Arthur T. and demand that he be reinstated as the company's CEO.
Joining us now in the studio to tell us more about this unfolding family feud is WBUR reporter Asma Khalid, who is at today's protest in Tewksbury. And Asma, what was the scene like there?
It was as it sounds. I mean, there were about 6,000 to 7,000 supporters of Market Basket, according to unofficial police estimates. And it was an incredibly diverse crowd. Old people, young people, African-Americans, Latinos. And to me, this was so fascinating because they were all there for Market Basket. I saw someone hold up a Don't Tread on Me flag. And then I saw people who were marching from the leftist marching band. So all sorts of political ideologies, but they all were there because they're supporters of Market Baskets across, you know, the region. And there was also some customers there. Elizabeth Cleary is from Billerica, and she's a longtime customer who was at the rally today.
I've been living in this area for almost 30 years. It's the only place I have ever shopped. The people are wonderful. The loyalty is unbelievable. The prices are great. It's the only place to shop. It's awesome. And I love everybody there.
Elizabeth told me that yesterday was the first time in years that she had to shop somewhere besides Market Basket. She needed to go get deli meat for her dog, and she had to go somewhere else.
It is an incredible amount of enthusiasm by customers for a store. Now, in terms of the employees, jobs are in jeopardy here. So what are they hoping for?
I think that people certainly want Arthur T. back in control. That was the unanimous sort of refrain that I heard from people. But there's also a lot of concern about corporate culture changing. And people are afraid that the new management doesn't value the things that Arthur T. did. I spoke with a gentleman named Mike Alisea. He works in a store in Salem. And he was also holding up a sign that said, Arthur T. is our CEO. He said he'd worked for the company for 20 years.
Well, he's a nice guy. He's very humble. He's... Like I said, he's for the people, and we just want him back. That's it. We want Arthur T. back. We want him back behind the desk.
Of course, there's a long history behind this feud. Arthur T. and his family have been struggling for control of the company for decades. His cousin Arthur S. gained control of the board last year and fired Arthur T. It sounds like you've been hearing really fierce loyalty for Arthur T.
Certainly. I mean, it's a family feud, but you have a lot of employees and customers who are involved in this family feud who back Arthur T. It's sort of been framed, from what I had heard from people today, as a battle between good and greed. There was this idea that Arthur T. was a family man. He cared for the customers. He cared for the employees, that he was the patriarch of the company, and that he offered people things that maybe they wouldn't get in other employment opportunities. And then there's Arthur S., which, you know, I heard people actually refer to him as the tyrant, that he was a tyranny. And there's this concern that he's just not as accessible as Arthur T. is. Stephen Gregorio is someone who told me he first started working for Market Basket when he was in high school. He then went off to college and came back, and he's now in a merchandising management position. But all told, he's worked for 43 years for Market Basket. It was his first job.
I mean, he was the supreme owner in the company, yet he's a guy I would see in my store a half dozen times a year, out in the stores, talking to people, talking to customers, talking to part-timers, trying to make himself smarter and better. And, he's a true leader.
Stephen said that he feels that Arthur T. was accessible. He was someone who he could actually call up if he needed to sort out a problem. He says with the new owners, he's never met them, and he doesn't even know how to reach them.
Asma, I understand that part of the employee loyalty is rooted in this feeling among some workers that they're not only paid very fairly, but they're sometimes paid even generously, and they worry that could change under new management.
Certainly, that was something I heard across the board. Walter Petty, who works as a deli manager at a store in Milford, told me that he's been with Market Basket for 15 years. And these days he makes about $80,000 a year.
$80,000 for
That's
working
right.
full-time at the deli.
Exactly. And he felt that this was fair. He felt that, you know, it's not just his paycheck. It's also, though, about the generous benefits that he receives. So not only is he getting a livable wage, but there's this belief that he can retire comfortably.
Well, we get like 20% of the gross profits for the year. They give every employee a percentage of the profits. It goes into like a retirement account. And then when we retire, when we leave, we get that profit shared.
And Sasha, I think that this sort of epitomizes the conflict that we have here. I mean, people are feeling so passionate, not just about Arthur T, but about Market Basket, because it's this company that's offering a living wage, a comfortable retirement, and a sort of, you know, this ideal of a middle class job where people can afford salaries for their families. And there's this feeling that, you know, this doesn't exist very much in today's economy.
And I should note that you had played for me before the show a piece of tape from the man who made $80,000 a year working in the deli. And he said, I feel like the CEO appreciates what I do. Again, it seems like a rare sentiment.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's WBUR reporter Asma Khalid. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Oh, stay with us when we return. Our Week in Review panel digs into the week's top stories, including the brouhaha around Market Basket and a strong case against yesterday's federal conviction of former probation commissioner John O'Brien. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.